Hello, you are hearing Think Out of the Box with Nandini Arjunan, and this is Spotify's exclusive podcast. Hi, today we are going to see about change management. So virtually every organization will at some point undergo a transition or change in order to remain viable and scalable. So whether onboarding a new employee or growing a department or merging with another company, these changes can have a significant impact on the business. So unfortunately, organizational change is not the always easy part to do and easy part to adapt to, and it can be intimidating for all team members who find themselves impacted by it. So as a manager tasked with overseeing organizational changes or guiding your employees throughout it, it is important to know what is a process looks like and from that what to expect. So now we'll see what is change management in detail. So organizational change is referred to an action in which a company or business alters a major component of its organization, such as it could be organizational culture, the underlying technologies which a company is using, or infrastructure it uses to operate, or its internal processes. But organizational change management is a method of leveraging change to bring about the successful resolution, and it typically includes three major phases, which could be a preparation, implementation, and follow-through. Which causes the organizational change? So many factors make organizational change necessary. Some of the most common faced by manager includes new leadership at the company or within its department, shift in the organizational team structures, or it could be a implementation of new technology, or it could be a adoption of new business models. So there are various organizational change are present in change management. So organizational change is a broad term, actually saying. So some change is sweeping changes, substantial evaluation in the direction of a company. Other could be a less dramatic, focusing instead of a small aspects of a firm. So whatever it could be, it can helpful to think of change as a spectrum. On one end, you will find adaptive change, which speaks to those modest iterations. On the other, there are transformational changes also, in which vast changes are pursued. So adaptive changes are small and incremental changes organizational to adopt to address needs that evolve over time. So typically these changes are minor modifications and adjustments that manager fine-tune and implement to execute upon business strategies. So throughout the process, leadership may add, or they may subtract, or they may refine some processes. So one example of adopting change is an organization that upgrades their computer operating system from Windows 8 to Windows 10. So this is called as an adaptive change. So transformational changes have a larger scale and scope than adaptive changes. They can often involve a simultaneous shift in mission and strategy of the company, and it implements some changes in the company or the team structure, and also the people or the organization performances, and also the performance of the business processes. So because of these scales, these changes often take a substantial amount of time and energy to enact. So though it is not always the case, transformational changes are often pursued in response to external forces. So such as the emergence of a disruptive new competitor or issues impacting a company's supply chain. An example of transformational change we can consider as the adoption of customer relationship management software, which will be called as a CRM, and which all departments are expected to learn and employ. So many changes will fall somewhere between adaptive changes and transformational changes on the spectrum. So for these reasons, manager need to understand that the change process must be tailored to one unique challenge and demands of each situation. And why this organizational change management is that much important? So organizational change is necessary for companies to succeed and to grow. So change management drives the successful adoption and usage of change within the business. It allows employees to understand and commit to this shift and work effectively during time. So without effective organizational change management, companies' transition can be rocky and expensive in terms of both time and resource. So they can also result in lower employee morale and competent skills development. Ultimately, a lack of effective change management can lead the organization to fail. A manager role in organizational change is very much important. So what is the manager's role in organizational change? So within an organization, every employee has a different role in assisting with change. For example, the person who is part of development team, they will be having different perspective than the person who is working with the business. So while many staff members may complete heavily detailed work, senior level of executive with longer tenure might have different goals. So even within management, leaders and managers perform different tasks. So leaders, for example, have to be courageous by taking on risks. So they need to look at the big picture and articulate high-level change to the company, explaining why it is occurring and motivate people to support the transition. So to be successful as a leader, you must be insightful and know who to put in charge of carrying out the change processes. So obviously, in many cases, the project manager who is handling that project will be taking ownership of change management. So managers are more concentrated on making business transition successful. So they focus on implementing change by determining the discrete steps to need to happen and their sequence to achieve the change. So managers are also typically responsible for allocating resources, such as they could be a personnel, and determining how success is measured. So ideally, leaders will also be a manager, but it's primary responsibility of manager to know how to design and how to direct and how to shape change processes. So to achieve this, manager must have some variety of skills. So we must think why manager need this specific skill. To go with the change management and to manage the change management processes effectively, managers must be having some wide area of skills. We can say that those skills are part of the ability to communicate clearly and effectively what is exactly the consumer need. And this includes actively listening to the team also and actively listening to the colleagues, what they are about to say and how they are approaching this change management process. And also manager must be having some highly developed level of emotional intelligence. So we must be knowing that why this emotional intelligence is also one of the skills which manager must be having it. And also he must be having a strong organization skills. And he must be having a perspective to look into detail. So he must be having an eye for detail. And he must be obviously having a problem solving and some decision making skills. So without decision making skills, the change management processes might go wrong. So the manager must be having some decision-making skills whenever required. And also, he must be having a knowledge to delegate some work without doing micromanagement. So even though we are doing a change management, so it is not necessary to do a micromanagement in all aspects. So manager must be having some knowledge to delegate those information or the management work to some other resources, and he must be avoiding micromanagement.